USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Power and Light is preparing for Hurricane Dorian by telling customers to expect power outages if they are in the path of the storm.
Tropical force winds are still expected to impact our service area over the next day or so, and are affecting many customers in our service area.
That's FPL Chief Communication Officer David Reuter, who says the storm, although it's been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, still remains very dangerous, and safety is one of the company's top priorities. Senator Joe Manchin won't be running for governor of West Virginia. The Democrat held the governor's office from 2004 to 2010. He was reelected to a six-year term in the Senate last year, and House Democrats are continuing to investigate President Trump. Hearings are set to begin in the fall on the president's role in hush money payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.